Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That famous philosopher Jimmy Buffett once wrote, changes in latitude, changes in attitude. And what would you expect from a guy from South Florida living in the Florida Keys other than to find the warmth of the islands and getting out on a boat as a way to sort of find paradise? With a cheeseburger, of course, on the side. But if Jimmy Buffett had been born in the Shenandoah Valley, I think he might have sung a different tune. I'm no songwriter, but I think the lyrics might have gone something like, changes in elevation, changes in recreation. Catchy? Want to write a tune to it? Because those islands do not define us so much, the flatlands, as it is the mountains around us. The mountains give us a sense of vision. And for ancient people, that was even more true, because they didn't have airplanes, balloons, and drones to get to see what it was like from above. Their only way to get the bigger view of things was to climb mountains. And that's why, in Scripture, quite often, mountains are the place where God and earth meet. Literally, it did on the skylines for them. And so the stories about God, Moses, is revealed. God's revealed to Moses on a mountaintop. The temple is put on a hilltop in Jerusalem. Jesus is crucified on a hilltop. A lot of the things the encounter God at are places that happen on mountains. And maybe we can relate to that. After all, our mountains are places of recreation, of hiking, skiing, and various other things that some of us do on them. They provide us with a greater vista, a chance to escape the things going down on the valley floor. This was very true for the ancients. And this is part of where our story of what's happened at the Transfiguration amounts to. The disciples escape, if you will, for a short time from the turmoil of the daily life. And while they're up on the mountaintop, they see Moses and Elijah. And that would scare me too. They've been dead for about 500 years, you know? But they're also very distinctive characters, Elijah and Moses. Elijah, if you have your Old Testament knowledge standing at hand on you, recall, doesn't actually die. He's taken up by the horsemen of Israel and up into the heaven on a chariot. Pretty cool, huh? Moses goes up on the mountaintop with God and never comes down again. So they were, for the people of the Old Testament, a reminder that there was life beyond this. That there was life beyond the miseries and the turmoil of everyday life. There was a greater vision. They stood for that. And so, like them, quite often we think of religion as an escape, perhaps, too. A way to get away from life, to get away from problems, to get away from things for a while. It's not a bad thing to do. It's not a bad thing at all, except when you get like Peter here. And I give Peter credit for being honest. It's like, let's just stay here, Lord. Let's be Jimmy Buffett on the islands. Let's be people on top of mountains. Let's get away for a while. He wants to build 3 dwellings. Why? Because then he doesn't have to come down to the valley floor. But that's not how the story goes. Because I think Moses and Elijah have another connotation for us, too. If you recall the story of Moses, he had a speech impediment. He murdered a man and tried to get out of the job God gave for him. Elijah hides himself in a cave, afraid of the enemies of God, and God has to beckon him out with the sheer sound of silence. These are not plaster saints that appear on that mountain with Jesus. They are people whom God called out of their false and ordinariness to proclaim God's message. And I think that's where the mount really counts. Because you see, Jesus does not stay on the top of the mount, Transfiguration. Very quickly, he goes down again to the valley floor. And very symbolically for us, that should remind us that our mountaintop moments, whether they're great vacations, joyful events in our lives, graduations, whatever it is, are great. But that's not where we live most of our lives. We don't live them up on the mountaintop. We live them down in the valley floor. But those mountaintop experiences do have an important part of us. Now, we just had the Daytona 500, so I'm going to use a racing analogy. It's sort of like a pit stop. Now, you've got to get in the pit stop quickly, and you have to get out again with the fuel and everything you need, the tires, whatever, right? If you stay in the pit, you don't win the race. You don't even compete. So too for us, maybe moments in church sometimes are moments to get away, events in our lives are those moments. But you don't stay there. That's the message of Transfiguration, that God doesn't have us stay on the mountaintops of our lives. He gives us these great moments as a way of kind of getting us fueled back up again, but it's so we can go back down to the valley floor, because that's where life happens. And you'll notice it in the story. You notice Jesus does not start talking to the disciples about the story of what happened then and his resurrection. He tells them that on the way down to the valley. Not on the mountaintop, but in the valley, because Jesus' death and resurrection matter in the daily events of our lives. It's where we, too, having been fueled, I hope, by this pause of worship and the sacrament of our Lord's presence and all the things we do, share our lives by living them out in the turmoil, the uncertainty, sometimes the frustration of everyday life. That's the valley floor that God keeps leading us back into. And notice, too, God does not say, let's stay up here, admire Jesus. He says, listen to him. That is, pay attention to the things he says. Follow in the places he leads you to. Be alert for where God is guiding you and me this day as we walk in the valley floor of our lives. That's where life happens. That's where God happens. That's what everything else we do gears us up and prepares us for, is living lives of faith. And there is probably no greater act of faith that most of us do than getting up in the morning and carrying on. Because it'd be very easy sometimes to turn that alarm clock off. It'd be very easy not to care for other people. It would be very easy to just ignore the rest of the world. The sign to the world that God exists is the fact that imperfect people like myself, and perhaps you and I all together, still believe God is at work among us, and we get up each day and we go. We are empowered by the God who appeared on the mountaintop to live out our lives on the valley floor. So, if you need to change your attitude by a little change in latitude every now and then, there's nothing wrong with that. If you need to get a little different elevation to get a different perspective, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as those moments gear you up, empower you for living on the valley floor. For that is where God is going. And that is where God speaks to us in the days and of our lives. Listen to him and follow. Amen.